This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on fighting anybody.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can take us wherever you go. And the podcast, man, oh man, don't miss that podcast. It's on there every single day. Welcome to the program here on a Tuesday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good.
I'm excited for Halloween.
Yeah. We're all excited. What, a week away?
Week in 2 days? Week in a couple days.
Yeah, I think, next Thursday?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Yep. Yeah. Hey, Spadell, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yep, good, good, good. You saw a train yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, dude, I got to see the big boy.
I know. You were super excited.
It was sick.
Why weren't your friends around you excited?
I don't think that they just knew what the big boy was. I don't think that's why I started just spitting out all those facts in that video. Yeah.
So they're ignorant.
Then they just kind of stared at me like, yo, it's a train.
Yeah. They don't know the big boy. They're ignorant.
Loved it. Yeah. I thought it was super cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. I can't believe you saw it all by yourself.
It was wild to just literally, I was literally leaving work and I opened the door to go to my car and I'm like, oh my God, that's the big boy right there.
I know, because I was with some people that they followed it.
Uh-huh.
The people that I sent you the picture, I was with them. And I mean, the crowds around that train are insane.
Yeah,
I mean, I bet. Insane. The crowds are nuts. And so they were like, oh my God, we had to struggle so much and like crawl over people to try to get. I was like, my friend just saw it all by himself.
Yeah, I was just sitting in a parking lot.
Now, yesterday, when you looked up the route, it didn't print with you that the train was going to come by your work?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, and where they're having that party is actually literally directly across the street from where I work.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You got so lucky because literally you had your own private showing.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I felt very lucky.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
All right. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. I'm great.
Good. Solid. Yeah.
Solid.
I've got 4 big pumpkins in my car.
Oh, you do?
4 big pumpkins.
So you didn't decorate?
I couldn't because of the weather yesterday.
Oh, so we could have made money?
Yeah, you could have made money.
I did make money, $10.
Yeah. $10.
What was wrong with the weather?
Oh, it got windy and nasty and rained. And
it didn't rain at my house.
Carson,
I got rain.
You and I were talking about it off air.
It was
nasty. I went in the grocery store and I came out and it was raising the hell outside.
The wind was crazy all day.
Oh, and it rained. I thought it was going to turn to sleet or snow because it turned so cold so quickly. And this lasted till about, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, or something like that.
And then what happened after 2?
I had to go to the dentist. The dentist quit.
What do you mean he quit?
He quit on us because we had to take Frog to the dentist.
Yeah.
And he was so out of control. The dentist left. He left before we did.
Well, I don't. Who was out of control? I'm lost in the story.
He just walked out of the appointment?
He walked out.
Holy
Frog was so out of control.
That's the dentist. Baptist just said, I can't do this anymore.
Hey,
quit. He grabbed his lunch bucket. The guy had a lunch bucket. He grabbed his lunch bucket and left. I mean, literally left.
But how was he out of control? What did he do?
He just didn't want to participate. He had four teeth that had to be what they call sealed, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
Pitt and
it.
Pitt Fishers, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to explain to me, Jamie. I don't know what's going on.
They seal them so they don't get cavities.
And I'm the type of person that I cannot stand to watch him when he's like really struggling.
Yeah.
And I have to leave the room. It's like it's an operation, you know?
Well, it's probably best that you do leave the room. I think they overreact when the parents are there sometimes.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. But yeah, he was, he didn't want to participate. So the doctor got two done, the dentist. He got two done and then just threw up his arms.
Did he not have like a video to watch or something?
No.
Oh, you need to find it like a pediatric dentist, because they'll have the things that they put over their eyes and they can watch movies and stuff.
Yeah. I walk outside. He's still in. Frog is still in the room with his mom, and I walk outside. And the next thing I know, here comes the dentist with his lunch bucket.
He's just, I'm done.
He's got his lunch bucket, and he gets in his truck and leaves.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh man, we broke him.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to find a different dentist if he doesn't have the patience for him.
It was crazy. Oh, God. Yeah. Then we went to Target, and then it got dark. So I didn't get to the decorations. Yeah. I was going to. I had all intentions. I got the pumpkins. They're in the car.
So $10.
Oh, you $10.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I did give it an effort, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Solid effort.
Yeah, you went to Target.
Yeah. Got four pumpkins.
I will tell you.
You couldn't even take them out of the car and put them on the steps.
No. They're in the car. They're literally in the back seat of my car. They take up the whole back seat. They're so big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But if you're going to buy a pumpkin, go to King Supers or Safeway or something like that. We went to the pumpkin patch over in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
Over there at that gardens place, you know, near Chatfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to that place over the past couple of years, and each time we've spent anywhere from $90 to $115. Yesterday at the grocery store, $22.
Nice.
Baby.
Nice.
Two for 12.
BJ has all the pumpkin secrets.
Yeah. I got you. I'm your pumpkin hookup.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I don't know about me.
Oh, Lord.
Jamie, you should have been there yesterday at the dentist office.
Lord.
Man. That was a Charlie Foxtrot. I swear, I'm not going back. He's got to go back next Monday.
I don't think I've ever had both my parents at the dentist.
We were there for support, according to my wife. Oh, it was nothing but just bawling tears from the time he pulled into the parking lot.
But Pitt and Fishers don't hurt.
At all.
Just traumatic.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, they just put like a plastic coating over them.
Yeah, he said it was the gagging. No. The gagging got him.
Oh.
Dad, I wanted to throw up.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, throw up, son. I don't care. It's their office, not mine.
I bet it is so hard to deal with kids if you're a pediatric dentist.
No.
I can't even imagine.
I asked the guy. I said, do you, Frog wasn't around. I said, do you go through this often?
Yeah.
Because I want to know if my kid's worse than any other kid on the planet, right? So I'm like, do you deal with this all the time? He goes, I deal with this with adults.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm a bad patient.
Are you?
Yeah, I always have to put up my hand for them to stop for a minute.
You do?
Yeah, I need a break.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little much when they're
exactly.
Your mouth's got to be open for an hour.
Yeah.
He said he deals with adults just as much as he does with kids.
But, I mean, if he gave, like, Frog of, like, the headset, I think that would really help him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get one of those, what are they called? The Vision Pros?
Yeah, and they watch a movie in
there. Yeah, strap that baby on it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As you know, yesterday we were giving away Colorado lottery scratch tickets, and we'll do it again today. But the Powerball we mentioned is reaching close to a half a billion. Nobody won last night.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
I forgot to buy them.
I love Jackpot. And let me tell you, Jamie, here's the best part of it, too. And I've only kind of figured this out over the past couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
I love opening up that app and seeing money in there that I'd never expected.
That you just won?
And it can be very little. It doesn't take much to excite me. It can be like $5. And I'm like, woo! The party is on!
Wow!
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night, for an example, $16,
whoa!
Baby.
That's actually pretty good.
Well, I spent $18. Oh, I spent 18 on tickets, yeah. But I won 16.
But you won 16 back. So.
I won 16 yep. back.
You can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
Yep. So you're the poster child.
I don't know why I get so excited over it, but I do.
Yay!
It makes me giggle.
It does.
Yeah, it makes me giggle.
When's the next one?
Wednesday for Powerball. Yeah. You okay. know, there's a drawing every night. Yeah. So, yeah, I got in on that $1,000 a day.
So tomorrow?
Your life, yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow for
gotcha.
Powerball.
Cool.
All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Big day for you. $16 yeah. in 16. Your jackpot.
I got some of the money back.
Yeah, sure did.
NBA kicks off. Nuggets, they play what, tomorrow night or Friday
Thursday.
Night? Thursday night.
Thursday right. night.
Thursday
that
night.
That one guy just got a new contract.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, a big one. Man. For 4 years, 120-something.
$22 million, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. Just to play basketball.
That's yeah, crazy.
Can you imagine what his checks are when he gets a
oh,
check?
No. I don't even want to think about it.
I mean, they got to be, what, $100,000 or more?
Probably more.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, I've never done the math on it because I don't live in that world.
Yeah.
But that's unbelievable. Every check you receive. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
People that are struggling, going to work right now, trying to pay the bills. This guy gets a check every 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 3 years, $133 million.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw four, but whatever.
I did two.
Yeah, I did two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
it doesn't matter at this point. Yeah, it's still a lot of money.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's a good basketball player. You know what? He was very sweet, though. They interviewed him about some stuff or whatever. And they're like, how do you become so humble? And he said he learned it from Nikola, whatever the guy's name
oh,
is.
Oh, Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic.
The Joker.
He said, I've never met such a humble. He's like, he's the greatest basketball player, but you wouldn't know it. He's so humble,
yeah.
and he's so kind, and he's like, that's my inspiration.
We have some good guys on
we
our
do.
Team.
We actually do. They're
we
not
don't
jerks.
We don't have a bunch of schmucks.
We don't have a LeBron.
We don't, yeah, yeah, we don't have those.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to call
of a
them
biscuit eaters.
Yeah, those guys.
yeah.
We got the good boys
I know.
Over here.
I know.
So might
I
be why we don't win.
We win. We do win. What are you talking about?
Well, we didn't win last year, so all I'm saying.
We're a really good team.
Even though I feel like Jokic doesn't even like his job sometimes.
At all. Yeah. I want to see horses.
I saw where the toxicology stuff came out with Liam Payne yesterday.
Yeah, it
was
messy.
That was sad, wasn't
yeah.
it? Man.
I'm again, why do they get all their stuff back so much quicker than we do?
Well, it's not a full toxicology report.
I know, but you
I
know
guess
what
it
I'm
was
saying.
Just blood work.
You know what I'm saying. We yeah. always have to sit here and wait for Matthew Perry's for like 800 years.
I got you. And they say that they're investigating that they think the drugs came from somebody there at the hotel that works there.
Yeah, that was that's why that little Dove box, the soap box, is
yeah.
on the ground because they stuffed it in the Dove soap box and left it there in the hotel room.
Yeah.
The drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, that room was a mess, wasn't it?
It was.
I mean, all the pictures that came out from that thing, man, oh, man, oh, man, he was on a bender that day.
Yeah, so he had like meth, cocaine, Narcan, and like ketamine, whatever. I don't even know all the names of everything.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ketamine and crack and something else.
Yeah, and then also a couple of prescription anxiety things, mm-hmm. and you add alcohol to that, and he didn't know where he is.
He, yeah. I think they found it. I read somewhere where when he jumped out of the window or fell, whatever happened, that they also found the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
By his body, yep, right? Yep.
Well, so, I don't know about his body. I heard that they found it in the hotel room.
They found it on the ground.
Next oh, really?
To him. Yeah. According to the report, they said they found a whiskey bottle next to him that he, whatever happened, fell. I would think the tendency would be to fall to have that bottle in your hands. Instead yeah. of jumping, I have no idea. But that
I don't think he knows
yesterday.
Where it was because he was unconscious and conscious when they called. The guy said he's been unconscious and conscious and unconscious and conscious
yeah.
when they called 911. So he didn't know where.
Sounds like he just passed out.
No,
maybe
no. All right, that report came out yesterday. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by for it.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Schmidel, do I have any audio? Is he in there?
I have no idea what he's doing.
I was editing some Cardi B audio, sorry.
Oh, do I have any?
I'm putting Cardi B in the system right now, and then yesterday Jimmy Fallon announced that he's doing a Christmas album.
Can you turn down that music just a little bit? Sorry, what?
I'm editing the Cardi B audio right now. And then yesterday, Jimmy Fallon announced that he has a Christmas album coming out.
Yep.
And on number one, he talks about all the different artists that are going to be on that album.
By the way, there are a ton of artists on this album.
It's insane.
Right? I can't believe everybody's agreed to it. All right, so here he is.
Jonas Brothers, happy holiday seasoning. Will Ferrell on a song. I can't even believe this is real. Meghan Trainor, you are my gift this year. Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion, this is my jam right here. The gift that keeps on giving, The Roots. Dolly Parton, it's almost too early for Christmas, but it's never too early to get to hang with the one and only Dolly Parton. Chelsea Handler, thank you, just what I wanted this year. Cara Delevingne, you got it all. There are no happy New Year's Eve songs. Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic and The Roots. This one's awesome.
Yeah, so Justin Timberlake, Meghan Trainor, Ariana Grande, a buttload more, Dolly Parton. Some of the songs are going to be stupid, like Christmas Ding Dong. How You Know It's Christmas Time, Chipmunks and Chestnuts, Weird Cousin, and Thanksgiving Eve, you know, are some of them.
I feel like Jimmy Fallon is one of those guys, even though he's extremely wealthy and successful or whatever, that guy really wanted to be a music artist.
I agree with you.
He wanted to make it so big. He wanted to be like a Post Malone.
He's just a great entertainer.
Yeah, he is a great entertainer. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him.
I mean, he does music all the time on the show.
Yeah, he does.
So that's what I'm saying. He's a great entertainer because you would think like a talk show host couldn't do the music part, but that's mostly what the show is.
Yeah.
He's kind of like what you say Ryan Seacrest is. Listen to what. Let me explain it first of all, okay? You always say that Ryan Seacrest is that guy on the red carpet that wants to be the person being interviewed, not the person interviewing. Jimmy Fallon's kind of the same way. When he interviews like a Post Malone or whatever, he would like to be that guy instead of the talk show guy, I think.
Gotcha. Do we have Britney Spears? We have that audio? She said she's going to marry herself. Or she did marry herself.
There's no audio from that one.
Oh, it said that it was a social media video. She just wrote it out?
She's just standing there in like a wedding dress, basically, and there's music playing, and then it says next to it. It's like a post.
I don't know how you marry yourself, but she did it, and she said it was the best thing she's ever done for herself.
Didn't Dennis Rodman do that?
I don't know. Did he?
Remember? When he married himself,
he walked around
in a wedding dress.
Yeah, and it was like
Chicago.
a half tuxedo, half wedding dress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He married himself.
Uh-huh.
Well, Britney then is not the OG, is she?
Uh-uh.
Britney Spears announced on social media video that she was married to herself, and it's the most brilliant thing she's ever done. They're guessing that she's like saying that she broke up with that guy again, whatever his name was, the creepy one. They're saying that after all these different breakups, she's decided to take a moment. This is what their guess is, that she's decided to take a moment away from all these breakups and just be with herself.
Good for her.
You know, like J-Lo.
Doing
that J-Lo.
Take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope that's what she's, you know, trying.
Maybe like a 5-day break.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll get back with that creepy guy again because he needs the money.
Well, his kids were living with her at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
They all moved
just
in.
Just recently.
Yep. So I don't know. Ariana Grande has apologized to Elvira. Thank goodness, because I feel like Elvira was really, really sad. So here's what happened. Elvira, you know, it's her time right now. And they were asking her the worst celebrity she's ever been around. Well, she said Ariana Grande brought 20 of her family members to Knott's Berry Farm to meet her. And so they gave her all the tickets, Ariana Grande and 20 of her relatives. And so Elvira said she took pictures with each one of them, signed everyone's autograph. And then at the end, she said to Ariana Grande, "Hey, can I have a picture with you?" Elvira said this to Ariana. And Ariana said, "I don't really do that." After this woman took care of all her relatives, took pictures with all 20 of them, autographs with all 20 of them, and then she just wanted one picture with Ariana, and she's like, "I don't do that." And so now Ariana has come out and said, "I'm really sorry. I had a panic attack."
Yeah.
Anxiety attack. Mm. And so she said that's why she left. And so I sincerely apologize for offending you.
Mm.
So at least she apologized and acknowledged it, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, there's more P. Diddy stuff. I was watching, which was it, TMZ, and they're saying they're starting to settle these behind the scenes. That a lot of big-name celebrities don't want, even if they didn't do anything, if they're named in a complaint, they're just paying.
Wow. Because they don't want to be associated with it at all.
So that means that people are just going to, you know, file false claims.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some names are going to come out, especially if it goes to court. If it ever goes to court.
Yeah.
I don't know. They may settle completely out of court and, you know, not even... If Diddy says, hey, okay, I'm guilty, put me away for the rest of my life, and then it doesn't go to court, maybe the names don't come out. But if it does, then they got to come out.
Well, they had, like, this crisis management guy on, and he said, listen, basically, if you're named, you pay, and then that way it goes away.
Yeah.
So these people are, like, panicking. And like he said, even, I mean, they're kind of getting blackmailed. Because even if you didn't do anything but you're named, he's telling them to pay.
You're just so scared what the backlash is going to be.
I want to know.
I know. Yeah.
I do. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, I want to know. If you participated in these freak-offs and you saw things that you knew for a fact was illegal and wrong, just wrong, I want to know who those people are.
Yeah, I agree.
That condone it.
But the guy, that crisis management guy, was saying, like, literally, this is a career killer. I mean, if you're even associated with one of those. And now I'm seeing on TikTok or whatever, not TikTok, X, I'm seeing all these different, like, weird pictures of J-Lo, and they're saying that there's undercover, somebody leaked some movies or something. And they're creepy. There's some creepy pictures of her. We'll see what happens. Angelina Jolie and her rumored boyfriend, British rapper Akala or Akela, I don't know what the hell his name is. Anyway, I guess they spent a couple nights together in London. He does not look like her type.
No, at all.
He's a rapper. And he looks like a rapper, and she looks like, I don't know, Mother Teresa or something. Or like with implants. You know? I don't know.
I wonder what those conversations are like.
Yeah, they gotta be. I mean, they're just so opposite. It's so, I don't know. That's a weird couple. Kim Kardashian, they say, is wondering where the dad is. Kanye's ever around, they're saying.
He's in Japan, right?
I don't know.
He was the last time he was in Tokyo.
Yeah, so who knows? I guess they're saying that he's never around. He was supposed to be. He said he wanted to co-parent, but he's nowhere to be found. By the way, he pays her $200,000 a month.
That's a pretty good fee. Why would he have to pay her at all?
I know.
I thought she was a billionaire.
I did too, but so is he.
Yeah, but still.
I think it's just one of those things where he agreed. He was like, yeah, fine, I'll
fine,
do
fine, whatever. $200,000 sounds good to me. I know my son required $200,000 for that.
Yeah. Jeepers.
Can you believe it? And you're just supposed to spend it on the kids.
Yeah. Well, these are just for you guys.
And you got to figure that Kim Kardashian probably spends every penny of it.
Every
penny.
For sure she does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess J-Lo, speaking of J-Lo earlier, I guess she's real, real mad that Ben Affleck is taking care of himself. What is this kind of story? Sometimes this crap, it just cracked me up. Whoever writes this crap, not you. Schmidl does not write this. It's just it's a service that we have, and it's like, who thought of that? She's mad. He's taking. He doesn't look like he's taking care of himself
at all.
Right? All he did was dye his hair, and it looked like hell.
Every time I see a picture of that guy, it looks like he's extremely hungover and just hates life.
Exactly.
Every time I see him, he's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fired up a cigarette, man.
Right?
The guy smokes like a chimney.
I know. So I don't know what the hell that is. All right. Anyway,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here you go, Tablo Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. It's going to be a beautiful week. And I'm not forecasting that. I said I wasn't going to get in the weather business again. But it's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. 72 every day and sunny.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to water world, I guess. Yeah right? I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, we can still talk about that, but I just had a question. That random, because I was like, oh, I got to remember to ask people this. So I have a dent in my car, and right now it's going through an insurance thing, blah, 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 whatever. This lady had LASIK, and she couldn't see, and her eyes were dilated, and she hit my car. So it has a dent. It's gathering a lot of attention, a lot of attention. And I wanted to know, has anybody else has had this going on, or have you accepted the help? So here's what happened. One day I was, well, this is a shocker. I was in the liquor store, and a guy followed me in. Okay, he followed me into the liquor store. And I grabbed my Trulies, and I could tell that he was following me. And he said, hey, I noticed that you had a dent in the side of your car. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And he's like, I can fix it for you. I'm off work right now. I work at a body shop. I can fix it for you. And I was like, no, I'm good. It has to go through the insurance, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, no, I really can. Let me come out with me and I'll show you how I can fix it. And I said, no, I'm good. So then the guy at the counter, he said, why don't I walk out with you and walk into your car? So that seemed weird. So
especially since the guy follows you into the store.
Yeah, exactly. So I leave, no problem. So yesterday, I'm at a restaurant. A guy pulls up like very aggressively in this truck next to me. And same neighborhood. And he gets out of the car and he's like, hey, I see you have a dent. I'm like, same thing. Yep. But he gets out of the car and he's looking at it and he's like, I can fix that for you right now. I go, well, it's the second panel that's concerning to me. And he goes, oh, I have that color of paint in my car. No, you don't.
No,
No way you match that. Exactly.
I agree.
Oh my God. He goes, I can fix it. He goes, we won't even have to go through insurance or anything. He's like, I bet you have like a $500 or $1,000 deductible. I could do it for $450. I was like, I'm good. It's going. And so I walk into the restaurant and I tell this table that I know. I was like, this is happening all the time. And the older dude, he goes, yeah, somebody said it to me too about my dent. And I'm like, has anybody accepted this? Like, has anybody had it actually fixed?
Like, taking them up on the offer.
Oh, and this guy, the guy last night at the restaurant said, I have a card. I work at a body shop or whatever. And I said, well, let me just have your card. Maybe I'll show up at the body shop. And he said, so you don't want help right now? I said, no. He got in his car and left and didn't give me that quote-unquote card.
I've never had that happen.
You haven't?
And I drive a car right now that has dents all over it. And I've never had somebody come up
so
and ask.
So bizarre.
And every one of your stories, they reek of someone seeing a woman alone.
Well, I thought that too until the gentleman at the high top told me it happened to him. Because I thought he was older too, so he could have been prey.
Could have been. You know? But absolutely, the first one, the liquor store thing, that was completely a shyster there.
But it's in the same strip mall that it's happening. Isn't that weird?
I'm just saying.
Two different guys.
I've never had that happen.
So nobody. Weird.
Yeah. Now, I've had people mention the windshield before, but that's been years ago.
Yeah.
But I've never a dent on a car that somebody said, hey, we can fix that for you.
What do you think the scam is? I was trying to think, like, is it because the one guy said, I'll do it right here in the parking lot. And I'm like, I wonder what the scam is. I mean, it's obviously a scam.
I don't know.
But is it that I give them my keys and then they take off?
I don't know.
Because each guy was alone. So,
and it was interesting that one guy was like, how much is your deductible? Probably $500. I'll do it for $450.
Yeah. And then they obviously want cash. So then they follow me to the ATM right? I mean, I was everything was going on in my head. Like, what is this?
There could be a lot going on there.
Yeah. And I have paint in my car.
Yeah. No, that matches. Don't. That matches.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That
doesn't make any sense.
I've never heard of that before.
You haven't?
No,
never. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And I wonder if anybody said, like, okay, go ahead and fix it, you know, for $450.
Okay, yeah. So someone on Texanado said that my friend just paid someone $300 to fix it.
Her bumper?
Yeah.
In a parking lot?
That's weird.
God.
I have never seen this.
Wow, I wonder if it worked.
We've all seen the hail damage, and they can come to your house with that little...
Yeah, yeah.
That sucker upper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop it out, but I've never seen an actual accident damage that can be fixed in the driveway, or would be fixed in the driveway.
This can't be, because it even needs paint.
Yeah.
So they'd have to sand it down and repaint the car?
Yeah, I'm surprised you got some text here where people have actually taken people up on it.
I know,
would
right?
never do that.
I know, because then...
Well, I just don't trust... I don't trust anybody that approaches you like that.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Yeah, I just always think that they're up to no good. And I think 90% of the time, they are up to no good.
Right.
But I don't... It's just not something I'd take... I'd get the hell out of there as fast as I can.
Well, yeah. Well, I went into the restaurant, and he got, like, irritated that I didn't want to take him up on it, because I was like, give me your card. And he just took off. Didn't even give me his card.
Yeah.
So that's...
I mean, minor stuff, I understand. You know, if it's just a piece of trim or something. But who has trim in their car?
Yeah.
I know.
Right? That's bizarre.
And what kind of guy is just, I'm off work. I'm actually on my lunch break, but I'll fix your car right here in the parking lot.
I know.
What?
That's what I said. I mean, and both guys, two different guys,
yeah.
had the same story. They're off work from their
regular job.
Yeah. That is so weird.
I am a big fan of those mechanics that come to your house. So.
Yeah.
I've had about three so far, and every one, there was one where he forgot to hook up a hose. That one's a little, I'd call him again, though. I mean, because he came back, did everything for free, and it works perfect. Works perfect. So I am a big fan of those people that come to your house, but somebody approaching you in a parking lot, I think you run for the hills.
Some girl just said, this happened to my friend over the weekend, and she agreed, and they fixed her dent.
What?
That my car is too jacked up to just. You need paint.
Well, there are dents, and then there are like real damage.
Paint. Yeah, yeah.
There's
paint.
Real damage.
Yeah.
And I think yours is real damage. I don't remember exactly what it looks like, but I could see where a little dent, you pop that sucker out. But I don't know somebody that goes around asking people in parking lots if they can do that for their car.
Oh my God, my nephew, he's brilliant. But so my sister had dented her bumper, pushed it in, and she knew that her husband was going to kill her, which I don't understand those relationships. Like, my husband's going to kill me. Thinking, every time that she did anything, she'd say that. I'm like, I want you in a different relationship. You shouldn't be in a relationship where you think your husband's going to kill you.
She is now,
yeah, she is. Yeah, thank God.
She did run from
now
him.
Jesus Jugs has to deal with him. Anyway, so my nephew took a basketball, a deflated basketball. He put it up under my sister's bumper, his mom's bumper, and he blew it up, and it was great. It was coming out. It popped out. Well, then he over blew it, and the whole bumper flew off.
Oh! Just a little bit too much.
A little too much.
He has to go back to the drawing board with his calculations.
Yeah, right?
I can see him in a room somewhere with a marker,
on a
whiteboard. Like, okay, this times 14 times square of this.
Right?
Man, I overdid it.
Oh.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Again, 72 and sunny today.
BJ and Jamie.
Pretty common, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy,
what
isn't it?
What the heck?
So I was just telling BJ before we played this lovely song.
Birds of a feather flock together, Jamie. Do you know that?
Just don't know how they hit those notes right there at the end. If I tried that, I'd sound like that. Anyway, so I was telling BJ twice now in the same strip mall, I have been approached by two different men telling me that they could fix my dent. Even though it requires a paint job, they supposedly have paint on board in their car. BJ hadn't heard of it, but all these text people are saying it happened to them. Now, some people did say that a guy that approached them had a suction thing and did suck the bumper out and they didn't need paint.
Yeah.
Another person said the guy left and then came back and spray painted it.
Oh.
With spray paint.
Here, let me touch that up for you.
Here's what I don't understand. If it's your car, okay,
yeah.
and a guy shows up and he starts rattling that can with that little BB inside, don't you just say, whoa.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you stand there and literally watch him spray paint?
I guess you're in shock,
I mean,
maybe.
That's like,
Or if it's like a regular black color or red, I guess maybe you're like, oh, okay, that seems
that's
legit.
Fine.
No,
yeah.
No, there is no spray paint. If you've got any common sense at all, a guy shows up with spray paint, no.
So a lot of people got ripped off. So one woman said that her husband was, so it's not just a woman thing. Her husband was approached. He paid the guy $400 and the guy said thanks and left.
He's
just
a big dummy.
Wow.
And then another woman said she was at 7-Eleven. The guy said $100. She said no. She said I only have 60. He said okay, I'll take the 60. He also left.
Yeah.
All of these people are just leaving. But the weird one is the insurance one.
Yeah. So this person was like, yeah, I did it. They messed it up so bad that my insurance company will no longer help me. Now I have to pay for a new bumper myself.
Oh.
Man, oh man.
Damn insurance.
Wow.
I just can't believe how many people have texted about it happening.
I can't believe how many people have taken them up on it. Now, okay, if you get approached, that's one thing. But to actually take them up on it, and when you need paint too, in a parking lot?
I don't even take up the person in the mall that wants to like do something like, do you need this cream? Or no, thank you.
Like
no.
Clean my shoes?
No,
absolutely not.
I'm good. Thank you.
I didn't take the freebies at Costco.
Yeah, so you that know, is kind of
cheese
crazy.
On a cracker. No, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Somebody said a guy actually had a bathroom plunger and pulled it out and said, I can fix it.
Speaking of vehicles, I've got audio here of a guy. He goes out and buys a $100,000 Cybertruck. Now, we've all seen these videos, but he shoots it because it's bulletproof, right? He's such a believer in Elon Musk that he believes his truck is bulletproof.
Okay.
So he fires his bullet.
I don't think it's bulletproof, Dante.
There's a hole in his truck. He just bought it.
Oh, my God.
Still has the dealer tags on it.
What?
Yes. His wife is out there with him. Watch this, honey. They say it's bulletproof. There's only one way to find out, right?
I don't think it's bulletproof, Dante.
Yeah, Dante, you're a dummy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. Just
why do you got to do that?
I know.
Why?
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Jamie.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something off air.
Uh-oh.
And you said you're going to be so happy when the election is over.
Okay. I did say that, yeah.
Because it's tedious.
Yeah.
You're exhausted from it.
It's not fun.
Just sick of hearing about
it. I'm not having fun.
I think everybody feels that way. But I got news for you. 2 weeks from today is the election.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
What?
Because...
Hey. I don't need to hear your predictions.
No.
About how bad it's going to be. I just said, this is the crap nobody wants to hear about.
Look.
Or your snot.
After the election... After the election, there's going to be contesting of the voting from both sides, and it's going to go on for a month. It's going to be so nasty. Unbelievably
no,
stuff.
Don't say that. It's just going to be over. It's going to be over in 2 weeks.
We're going to be mad at each other. People are going to be storming out of here, you cussing everybody. It's going to be ugly.
Nope. It's going to be very peaceful. It's going to be over in 2 weeks, and we're all going to be like, kumbaya, my lord.
I hope so.
Kumbaya.
I just want the text to stop.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Oh, it's church. I know stuff.
I have this audio here of this lady. Now, she posted on TikTok, right, of this tuna?
Yeah, she posted on TikTok.
So a guy gets on a plane.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
He opens up the can of tuna with crackers.
Okay, there's two that have gone viral that stick in my mind. That one, the tuna guy, right? And then the one lady who had a child and her little undies were wet.
Yeah.
And she put it up under the...
The air vent.
The air vent.
Yeah.
To dry them.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I've done that with my underwear before.
All right, let's hear this audio.
All right. So the lady's complaining. Now, the middle seat's open. Right?
Uh-huh.
And she's on the window side. He's in the aisle side. He gets on, sits down on the aisle seat, and he opens up a can of tuna.
Ugh.
And he breaks out some crackers to eat with his tuna and his crackers.
Not 10 minutes into the flight taking off, he whips out the can of tuna. And I catch it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, that better not be what I think it is.
Getting flashbacks.
He's got the can of tuna, and he also has a roll of Ritz crackers, and he's making himself little f***ed up tuna hors d'oeuvre, so this is horrific.
doesn't that sound like something I'd do?
Yeah, right?
It does. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Let me give you a little insight here. I used to, and they made me quit, I used to burn popcorn on purpose. Here at the radio station.
Everyone remembered that.
I'd go back to the vending machine because I love burnt popcorn. If I'm going to eat popcorn, I want it burnt. So I'd go back and buy it out of
and
the vending machine, throw it in the microwave, and then I'd have to come back to the studio. So it would sit back there for, you know, a few minutes after it burned.
And everybody got the aroma.
You would open up the microwave and it would just The smoke would just roll out of there.
Awful.
And then you would bring it and go down the hallway, so the entire hallway smelled.
Hated us.
They did.
Oh my God.
They would cuss me because that smell would be here all day. And of course, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock. Right. What the hell do I care,
right? Oh my God. So bad.
And then at one time, I used to bring in salmon all the time. Remember that?
I don't.
I would fix salmon. I think this was before you came back here. But I would fix salmon. They made me stop that too. I would bring in salmon because I'd fix it the night before and I was on a health kick, okay? So I was doing it for my health. Or at least that's the excuse I used with HR.
Right.
I said, look, I got to stay healthy. Fish is healthy. And they said, you got to stop doing this. I'd bring salmon in and throw it in the microwave.
Oh, microwave salmon? Yuck. My God.
So I'm the guy on the plane with the tuna can.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
The high schools even have their own.
Their own what?
Barstool of sports.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot, but I don't know exactly what they do.
Really? So Dave is like famous, right?
Right.
He started this pizza one bite pizza challenge thing where he goes all over and he has one bite of pizza.
And he rates them. Okay. Yeah. I've seen that.
And then he started Barstool Sports and it's just huge. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire. But he's also, I was just reading one of the texts that we got about how, you know, because of politics or whatever, somebody's not going to listen to us. And you have to. You guys, you have to follow Taylor on this one. Oh my God.
What's she doing?
Taylor Swift. So
sorry,
she,
I had to swallow.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, should I ignore it or should I point it out?
I had to swallow.
I couldn't bear
it. Got caught off guard. What is Taylor Swift
has shown us all that both Republicans, Democrats, and myself, and independent, we can all get along. Because if you notice, Patrick Mahomes' wife is a hardcore Republican, but Taylor still hangs out with her and really likes her, and they hang out all the time. Then Dave, the Barstool sports guy, he came to her show in Miami, and she put him in the VIP section. She wrote him a note that said, hey, Dave, I'm so happy that you're here. I thank you for showing up for the show. Thank you for all your support over the years. Lots of love, Taylor, with a heart.
And it was handwritten.
It was handwritten, yep. And so, and he's a hardcore Republican. She's a hardcore Democrat. But look what Taylor's doing for the world.
Good for her. Bring it together.
Freaking yeah, man. Yeah. See, we can all have different parties and different thoughts, and we can all get along.
Yeah.
So when you write that stuff, it doesn't make sense to me that you just decide that, because what would Taylor do?
Yeah.
Taylor would get along, right?
Yeah. I agree with you. I know several people that they and I don't agree on certain things, but I've never held it against anybody. I don't care what you do.
Exactly.
That's on you. My own kids. I don't even see eye to eye with them. Yeah, but it never comes up.
Exactly.
And we don't care.
Exactly.
Couldn't tell you how they're voting. It doesn't matter.
I told you, I have a group of seven girls. I don't know any other parties.
Yeah.
That's
because
awesome.
It never even is we don't talk about it.
Even if I do know their party, it's not enough to make me say, I can't hang around with that person because they vote here. Yeah, I can't do that.
Exactly. It's your choice.
It's not even, it's just not worth the effort, guys. It's exhausting.
Well, no, it's your opinion, and my opinion is my opinion. And like, It's voting. You get to vote. That's what the beautiful part is. You get to vote for whoever you want to.
And then you live your life.
Exactly.
You just move on because that's all the control you have is that vote. That's it.
What would Taylor do? Taylor would send a handwritten note.
She'd promote love. That's what she'd do.
That's right there.
She promotes love.
Oh, probably don't say that because that's a whole thing. All right. Anyway, Britney Spears. Britney Spears denounced on social media that she married herself.
Woo!
I don't know how one does that. I don't know if she had an actual ceremony. I'm not sure. But she married herself, and she said it was the most brilliant thing she's ever done in her life for herself. So good for you, Britney. You go, girl. Marrying yourself and stuff. And for the most part, people were very worried about her mental health.
I'd rather she marry herself than somebody else.
Yeah, especially that tool that she was with.
Yeah, this one might work out.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Cardi B, I guess she's in the hospital or something. What's the deal, Schmidel?
Well, she's
did you hear that?
What's the deal, Schmidel?
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah it's fun. What's the deal, Schmidel? We should make a little thing, like a thing. I don't know what it'd be, but we'll make a thing. What?
So she's sick, and she's just been in the hospital for that. But someone, they basically swatted her, but they called CPS, and they told them that her kids were being abused and that they needed help. So then CPS showed up to her house on Sunday night, and then she went on Instagram on Monday night to just talk crap about these people who had pranked her.
Wait, you're acting like, oh, she's just in the hospital because she's sick, but
I just think it's crazy that she's doing this Instagram live video while she's this sick and, like, you know, she's literally yelling at her phone, and she's, like, super sick and in the hospital.
Yeah, because I wonder what's wrong with Cardi B.
Yeah.
They don't admit you just because you're a little sick, you know?
Yeah. I think she's been in there for a few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Probably a vaginal infection.
Probably. Yeah. Happens. Even to the best of us. Or them, I guess. Not us.
I don't know why I said that even. Oh, my God. I'm so rude. All right. God. I'm just, like, mean. All right. Anyway, here's the audio.
What is a CPS? Child Protective Services? But Child Protective Services to come to my house, not my house, my gated mansion at 11 p.m. while my children are sleeping because there's an anonymous call that there's been going on that my kids have been getting abused and beaten. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? This is when the pranks start getting too far. When you mother think this is funny, and it's not funny. It's not funny.
Well, at least she's got a good attitude about it.
Hey, sounds like she's getting better.
Here's what I don't understand. I'm on social media a lot.
Yeah.
I've not seen anything about them showing up at her house.
This is
the only thing I've heard about it.
I read it on Page Six, and then I went on her Instagram, and I found it on her live.
So it's out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happened on Monday night.
I'm sorry you missed it.
Yeah, you gotta follow Cardi B, obviously.
I'd be as angry as she is if I'd seen it. I hope she gets better, though.
What do we think? Well, it doesn't matter, I guess. But if somebody's 72 and they're looking at rings for a 24-year-old, how do we feel about this? 72-year-old former NFL coach Bill Belichick shops for engagement rings for his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan.
I think he has to move now. I think he's got to get this done.
Get the ring now?
Yeah, get the ring and get it on her fast.
Yeah, because he's 72.
Yeah. Time's running out.
You know, I don't know if I'm really happy for him or if I'm really creeped out by him. I don't know. I'm torn. Like,
it's been creepy from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Remember that picture of him sneaking out of her apartment?
Without a shirt on?
Without his shirt on?
I mean, on the rain cam?
You're Bill Belichick. You are one of the most successful head coaches ever in the NFL. And they have a picture of you leaving at 4:30 in the morning with no shirt on from her apartment.
Go, Bill, go.
He's like,
dude. Doing the walk of shame.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is neat.
He's just like living like he's back in college,
I guess. But does he have kids?
Oh, I don't know.
See, that's always creepy to me.
I never hear about him if he does.
You know, like when Jeannie Buss was with...
he has three.
Oh, he has three?
Yeah.
Because like when Jeannie was with... oh my God, what's the basketball coach's name? Anyway.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. She was younger than his kids.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That would bother me. Really weird.
So that would, weird. It's something with these coaches, and I don't know, and the NBA, NFL, I don't know. They're weird, aren't they? They're all a little creepy. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the beach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Jay and Jamie Morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, what have I done?
Wow.
The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm doing something today, Jamie, that... Yeah.
I know you're missing a meeting.
No, not the meeting itself. Okay. I mean, yeah, we have to reschedule. I'm sorry about that.
But
I've got a situation going on. But here's the deal. So I've got a dumpster in my driveway, okay?
Okay.
And they're coming to get it because we've had it for 10 days.
Okay.
And I'm not finished loading everything in it. So I've got some furniture downstairs in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't carry it out of there by myself up the stairs, right? And they're like headboards for old beds, whatever, you know, all wood, right? I'm taking a sledgehammer to it today. I'm carrying it up piece by piece. Now, I could get splintered. I could get stabbed by a piece of wood flying off of there. But it's going to be a dangerous work. But that's my afternoon today.
Why don't you just go on Task Rabbit and have somebody come and help you?
No, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I want to smash.
Demolition day.
What? Smash.
What about your foot soaking? Don't you have another day of foot soaking?
No, I did that yesterday. That was yesterday. Now my feet, I feel light. Yeah.
The yesterday, we get on the elevator and he's like, I'm going to go home and soak my feet. And I'm like, oh, he goes, I know it sounds like I'm an old man or something, but I have a splinter in my foot.
I have a splinter. I may have more splinters after today, but I've got a little sledgehammer. Uh-huh. But I'm going to go down there.
Listen, when you use a sledgehammer, you're going to whack it three times and go, oh my God, my arms are so tired.
No. It's not, no. I know what I'm doing here. Listen, Linda, listen to me. It's not one of the big, giant, big, you know, sledgehammers. It's a small one.
Okay.
But it's very effective for wood. Okay. So I'm going to use that on it today and just smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
But remember, yesterday you were also going to decorate your house for Halloween and... You have the pumpkins in your car.
I do have the pumpkins.
You couldn't even take them out of your car.
Ah, the weather turned nasty yesterday.
You can't even take them out of your car and set them outside.
No, I didn't want to put them out there in the rain.
Oh my God, you said you got them at 3 o'clock. That's when the rain stopped. You went to Target.
No, that's not when I bought the pumpkins. I bought the pumpkins in the morning over at King Supers, is what I was saying.
Okay, but dude, you can take them out of your car at 3.
They were in the car. No, I had a dentist appointment. You're getting it all wrong.
Right, but then you even agreed earlier this morning that you could have taken them out of the car.
Linda, you're confusing the situation.
Okay.
I'm going to go home today. I'm going to take a sledgehammer to wood, and I'm going to smash, 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 and load it up today. Okay. That is my afternoon today.
Okay, but what about those pumpkins that are in your car?
They're still going to be in his car tomorrow morning.
Right, because yesterday the big day was I'm going to decorate and do stuff. And
then,
Yeah. And you did.
Today's going to be perfect for it, though.
But you're not going to do it.
Because you're going to smash.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know why you tell us you're doing anything when you're not doing anything.
I got to do the smash mm-hmm. because they come and get the dumpster tomorrow. You know, I got a feeling. I don't know if this is, I don't know if I'm on to something or not, but there's a bag of trash in my dumpster.
Yeah.
I think a neighbor threw it in there.
Oh, for sure.
It looks, I didn't throw it in there. And I know my wife doesn't take out the trash, okay? Yeah. But it's a big, big black bag, and I've yet to look at it. But I got a feeling one of my neighbors snuck it over there.
Yeah, out of Ring camera view. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. You have to find out where the Ring camera is, and you have to go around the back.
Yeah. I've done that a couple times. With a rug.
Yeah.
Put a rug in there.
Yeah. There's a couple of big dumpsters in the shopping area, and I'm like, I'm always eyeing it. Like, I wonder if I could take that over there.
Yeah. I think you're on to something. When you put a dumpster in somebody's neighborhood, every neighbor looks at it.
Yeah.
They just stare at it.
It looks great.
Just sneak something in there.
Yeah.
Because you don't really need to order a full dumpster, but you got that. Maybe, you know, some shelving that you need to get rid of.
Yeah, I have some cushions for outdoor furniture.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, those could, and those are easy, like, zing! Those are just frisbees right into the dumpster.
Oh, you should have brought them in. I'd take them for you.
Everybody does it.
It is so true.
It is, right?
Everybody likes to use your dumpster, man. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be 72. Beautiful day coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to bring this book up for you, okay? And to see if it's appropriate for a kid, all right?
What book?
Well, there's a book that Frog, he's got the entire collection. Then his mom bought it for him yesterday at Target.
Yeah.
But we had one book, and he loves the book. And I hadn't really delved into the book, and I didn't really know what it's about. It's called Dog Man. The Adventures of Dog Man. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm thinking like Snoopy with a cape.
You're close.
Yeah,
okay.
You're very close. That's what I'm
talking about. So last night we're going to read Dog Man, right?
Okay.
And I hadn't read Dog Man, and I don't know what it is. But she bought the entire collection at Target yesterday. So we started with book number one. They're all lined up in a row. You know, it's a complete, I guess, story that. It continues. So we take book number one, chapter one, whatever. The first chapter, you've got a cat in there that is a real menace. Okay, he's mean. Well, you got a cop and his dog. Well, they end up confiscating some dynamite from the cat,
mm-hmm.
blow it up, and it blows the cop's head off, and it blows the dog's body off, so they put the dog's head on the man, and that's how he becomes Dog Man.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa.
And I'm reading this to a six-year-old.
That is kind of violent. That's some violence. I know stuff.
So I'm reading this to Frog, and I'm like, this seems a little weird to me.
Yeah.
that you've got Dog Man, and he's created because of dynamite that blew off the other parts of the other.
Did the cop's head go on the dog?
No, dog's head goes on the cop's body. The cop got his brains blown
okay.
out.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez. He's over.
I'm just giving
you the
book. I know,
but just saying those words like make me
the
cringe.
The cop got his brains blown
okay.
out.
Okay.
The dog got his guts blown out.
Oh, okay.
Lost his body.
All right.
So they took the dog head and put it on the cop, and now you have a superhero, Dog Man.
Wow.
That's the series we're reading for school.
And nobody took the cat out because of what he did?
Cat's dead.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they hit him with a police car.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they ran over him.
Squish.
Yeah, squish right, like good. A bug, man.
Yeah.
It shows it like...
Just a little more violence.
Squirt. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Now, the kid goes to a Catholic school. And we have to write down these books in order for his homework, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that it's not adding up here, okay? That this book probably doesn't fit the curriculum at school.
This guy did Captain Underpants, too, though. This Dave Pilkey guy.
Yeah, that was... my son was into that.
That was really popular. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'm reading one insert. It says, when the evil doctor leashes an army of AI robots... Wow, what else is in Dogman?
Yeah. Dogman and the Scarlet Shredder. How about this one?
Scarlet Shredder?
Yep. Shredder. Oh, it does say Shredder.
Shredder.
Dogman, Lord of the Fleas.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, we're in the Dogman series right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in these. There's not a whole lot about, you know, being a good person and stuff.
No. I don't see St. Matthew in these books, do you?
No. Let's see here. I wish you would have brought some in because they're not really letting us read them online.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just showing us the titles.
Yeah.
I've got the collection. I can bring all of you a book if you want.
Wait, what is that? All right, here's one. The Super Buddies bamboozled the baddies, but all's not right in the world.
Baddies, oh no.
Oh my God. He went barking up the wrong tree.
Dog man.
I don't know if this is like, if he's going to learn a lot.
I don't either.
He's going to learn the word baddies, which is cool.
Yeah. I read one chapter, and I'm like, well, I don't know about this one, son. It's starting off a little violent here.
I do like the sentence, bamboozled the baddies.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to...
I feel like I want to read these.
Yeah, it's a Catholic school with, hey, I'm going to bamboozle the baddies.
It actually just got turned into a movie. There's a Dogman movie coming out.
Wow.
January 31st.
Dogman? Wow.
Dogman.
A movie.
The movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You got that to look forward to.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah. Oh, Dogman.
Hey, it's better than Bluey.
You know, you got to figure, this guy is making a fortune. Well, he made a fortune off the last series, I'm sure. But he's making a fortune off this crap.
It says it's an international bestseller, Dogman series.
It is?
Yep, that's what it's saying.
I've never heard of it before. Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. No, I've never heard of this. Yeah. My kid's old. Like, we don't read Dogman.
You would think that you would see it somewhere.
I never have seen it.
Everyone on Texteo is saying that it's huge.
Really?
Yeah, that they love it. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Frog's on to something, I guess. I guess all of his friends are talking about Dogman.
I mean, who knew your kid was cool?
Yeah. I thought, where the heck did these come from? I thought they were on some kind of liquidation shelf or something.
No, all these people are like, they love it.
Dogman.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, I would have never guessed that.
You're the cool dad now.
I am. All right. Look at me. Dogman BJ.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Oh, speaking of kids, I've got one more for you, Jamie. This, I don't get this one either. But one of the hottest costumes out there for Halloween.
Is the P. Diddy one.
No.
Yeah.
Not for kids.
Oh, no. Did you say the words?
Yes, yeah, for kids.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be for kids.
No.
That was a bad one.
Have you heard of Huggy Wuggy?
I have not.
Huggy Wuggy is probably the hottest costume to find on the market right now.
Who's Huggy Wuggy?
Huggy Wuggy is goofy.
It's creepy,
dumb,
dude.
It's creepy. It's just dumb, okay? But everybody wants it. We have it already. But my son even sent me a picture of Huggy Wuggy from Los Angeles. And he said, Dad, you got to get this for Frog. You got to get this because everybody, you can't even find it hardly.
Really?
Huggy Wuggy is on fire.
I know nothing about Huggy. Describe it to me.
Well, let me just show you a picture.
Well, I mean, but we're on the radio.
I know that. I'm going to describe it as I show you a picture.
Man, I feel like flipping you off.
But you, you're not patient. You don't listen to the whole, you're not patient.
Well, you said I'm going to show you a picture.
Let me show you a picture as I describe it. Okay. Right there. He's a blue costume, furry, got a big old head, almost heart-shaped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes, is Poppy, is that a different?
It's from a video game called Poppy Playtime.
Playtime. It's a video game, and he's got big teeth, like almost like the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, and all the scenes that I've ever seen with him, he's horrific. Like, he just chases kids, and he's scary, and it's not fun. I don't understand why a six-year-old would like it.
So yesterday, they were saying for adults it was going to be Puffy, P. Diddy, with the bottle of baby oil.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that would find that funny.
I don't know anybody that would do that.
Right? Me either. No. I think they said it on TMZ that it was like the most popular costume.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have anybody in my circle that would even, anybody would think that was funny.
And especially with the allegations that are coming out.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You don't want to be associated with that or even make fun of
No, I mean, it's like, ugh.
I don't know anybody that would do that.
TMZ's
full of crap. Well, they got to be. There's no way that's the most popular out there.
I agree with you.
Hey, it's too early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they actually did a survey.
Every day.
They did a survey, like, is it too soon or whatever? And 90% of the viewers said, yes, absolutely, it's too soon.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
I agree.
Yeah.
But we also didn't think anybody would do a Twin Tower outfit. And remember, people were doing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are kind of mental.
Stuff, it's one of those things where you see stuff online and people saying, oh, this is hot, but you never see it.
On the streets,
you never see it. I've never seen anybody walking around with a Twin Towers uniform on.
Yeah.
I've never seen, I probably won't see anybody come to my house with Pete Diddy either. But I'll see plenty of these in my neighborhood.
The Huggy Wuggy.
Yeah, Huggy Wuggy. Huggy Wuggy. So if you've got a kid, there you go. Go find Huggy Wuggy and he'll be happy.
BJ and Jamie.
Poke, poke, poke. Jamie, poke,
poke.
Poking
her
poke.
Face.
Just like me today with that sledgehammer. Slam, slam, slam.
Poke, poke her face.
I got a question for Spadil, if you don't have anything to do right here.
I have lots to do.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm just excited about the Wendy's Boo Bags.
Oh yeah.
Right? Yeah. They came back yesterday. I'm excited. Get me a Boo Bag.
With the bone chiller figurine in there?
Yes. Oh. Now, and does McDonald's do a bucket?
They've got the Boo Buckets, but they're not. I don't like them. I don't like the Boo Buckets.
Well, that's a bad attitude.
Well, because when we were kids, they had like the classic pumpkin, the classic ghost. Now they're just monsters, different colored monsters.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right, anyway, your question?
My question is for Spadil. By the way, Spadil got to see that big old fat train yesterday.
I wrote that down to bring it up. That's
the big
funny.
Boy. Yeah. The big boy came by your work, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, when I say his work, not here at the radio station, he has a second job, right?
Yeah.
And it came by, and all your buddies, they weren't familiar with the big train, were they?
No, they had no idea.
Big boy.
Okay. Yeah. Big boy. Big boy came rolling by. Killer video. It's on our
Facebook page.
Yeah, okay. Yep. There you go. On the Facebook page. All right, here's my question. With this second job, what are you doing with all that money?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, and here's why I ask, okay? Because you've been working here for several years. You make X amount of dollars, and I'm not saying this in an embarrassing way, but I know for a fact that you are really exceeding at the second job. You're learning all the equipment. From what I hear from you, is that you're probably the best employee they have. That's what you've been telling us.
The owners basically tell me that because, well, they say that I'm the hardest working.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
Wow. Hardest working.
Rave about you.
Most intelligent.
Wow.
Everything.
Yeah. All
everything.
The things.
He's got it all. He's taken over this business, basically. But you're putting in tons of hours.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're probably making an extra, $1,000 or more a month.
Almost two.
Nice.
There you go.
What are you doing with all this money? Because you don't pay rent.
No, yeah, I do.
Oh, you do. You do
that. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay rent.
But you share it three ways, right?
Well, $2,700 split three ways, but I'm paying a majority. I pay $1,300, and then my dad and my uncle split the other part of that.
All right.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with all that extra money?
Paying bills that I didn't pay before. Since April, my bills are, now I'm paying for rent. I'm paying for, water, electricity. Like, I'm helping with everything now.
Oh, they've made you do all that now?
Yeah.
This is a first.
Oh, this is crazy.
How old are you again?
35.
35. This is the first time he's had to pay a water bill, electric bill.
This is awful.
You're actually adulting
right now.
This
is terrible, Spadil. You're being taken advantage of.
I know.
35 and paid his first water bill.
Wow.
So what I'm hearing here is that when you only had one job, being this job, and you were making it paycheck to paycheck, you're no better off with a second job because now that you're making extra money, they're making you pony up more, so you're back to dead even again.
Exactly.
Well, that sucks, buddy.
It does suck, yeah.
No, I'm being serious. Because I thought for sure that you were just stashing money away.
That's
awesome.
You were in mutual fund. Yeah.
Some of these investment tips that Jamie gives you, you're in, heavy, and you're going to be a multimillionaire in the next 5 years.
I have like a couple $100 left over at the end of every month that has helped start paying off my credit cards more. But I don't have like extra cash in my pockets.
Gotcha.
Like fun money. Yeah, no.
Man, you're going to have to get a third job.
I know.
Or maybe
24/7.
Maybe just one really good one.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, And there's an idea.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised because I thought for sure you'd be just, and I brought this up for that reason. I didn't bring it up to, you know, to make you realize that you're no better off.
I was already very aware.
I was bringing it up because I just assumed that you're getting big checks because you told me you've been working overtime, you've been doing this and this, yeah. And I figure it's big money for you.
I mean, it's just been enough to pay the bills.
Yeah, well, they got screwed when they got kicked out of that other house.
Yeah.
And then they didn't really. Well, I mean, because that house, it was nothing, right?
Yeah, it was $1,200 split between three people.
Wow. Yeah. So, and you lived there how long?
35 years, basically.
Yeah. So, he's never had to see reality.
Wait a minute. They rented that house that entire time? You've lived there all your life?
Since that was the house that I was brought to when I was born, and they rented it the whole time.
Oh, wow. My God.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And it had rent control on it.
So they paid. Let me get this straight.
Yeah, it's stupid. Literally every financial thing I've ever learned from my parents is what not to do. Every financial decision they have ever made is dumb, and they're just not good at it.
They paid, your dad paid rent for 35 years in the same house?
Yeah.
He's paid that sucker off for the landlord,
okay,
didn't he?
Yeah. Okay,
fine,
okay.
Time's over.
No, you're right.
Let's pile on.
Just make it worse.
Jamie, I literally went in. Well, reality caught up with our conversation because I literally went into this thinking that you, with this second job, was really packing it away.
No.
I'm thinking this guy's worth some money right now because he's getting some
big
checks.
Well, that was always my theory, even with this job, is that even though he doesn't get paid squat, but he didn't have to pay rent, he didn't have to pay anything.
Zero bills.
And so I thought he was like putting it away into a, like I said, a high quality mutual fund with and rolling it back over and over and over. And I told you forever, this guy's a secret millionaire.
I wish.
Right. But that's not.
But then we figured out he was buying weed and spending money on paintball.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Those pictures, they cost money too. You know? You know what? Even though it went in a bad direction here with this conversation, there's a lot of people that listen to our program that are feeling better about themselves.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, guys, we missed the boat.
What boat?
The cruise.
What
the
cruise?
The Taylor Swift cruise.
Oh!
It left just a few minutes ago from Miami.
Dude, I have been telling you forever that cruises are dumb. And you know what? I have even more proof. They're not only dumb, they're pervy.
I know.
Did you see that story?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Hidden cameras in the bathrooms or somewhere on board there where they were watching people change clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy recorded like 1,000 people, I think. Here's the story.
A major cruise line is being sued by a Hawaiian woman who's claiming a worker installed cameras in a room and recorded her. The woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says Royal Caribbean Cruise employee Arvin Joseph Mirasol violated her privacy.
Maliciously and very intentionally placed hidden cameras inside of the staterooms that he himself was servicing. And he was capturing images of, you know, various guests on board this ship over various sailings in various states of undress. So this was a Royal Caribbean vessel. The camera was found by a passenger that was staying in the stateroom. She was actually using the bathroom.
I thought we were safe on this cruise ship, and we were not.
You know, she's not the only one, though, they say.
Yeah.
They say there could be up to 1,000 people he's recorded.
All right, so I have lots of questions about all this stuff, okay? Number one, I saw online that you can buy a device that when you go to hotel rooms, you can tell if there's cameras in there. Has anybody done that? Do you know if it works?
No.
I feel like it's, I don't know if it works.
But I've seen the same kind of devices online, yes.
Yeah, because there's ads for them.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, there's, I just,
what,
you know,
does it do?
Is
it a meter? Is it like something that beeps? Is it something
I think it detects like frequencies. Certain frequencies, and then also it
but
can
like,
find.
But a trail, what like a it? Trail cam, though, doesn't have a frequency. I mean, I have to go and download it later on a trail cam.
Yeah, it's just a recording device.
Yeah, if there's no Bluetooth or like RF frequency, it wouldn't have anything to pick up on.
Right.
So how do they detect it?
That's what I think we're talking about, the kind that does have the Bluetooth and whatever.
I'm looking at it on Amazon, and it looks like it does have to have either an RF signal, which is a radio frequency, or a Bluetooth.
Because like the kind that you can go and, I mean, like I said, repeating myself, but like field cams, when you don't have a signal, you put them all around and then you collect the little thing, and then you download
it. You literally
have
to download it on your PC.
So nobody would be able to find those kind. But I'm just, That's number one. So I wondered if anybody ever found any or if it works. Number two is, isn't it interesting that you never hear of a woman like being a perv? Except for some teachers. There's some teacher issues.
Yeah, there's
but,
some,
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, there's some teacher issues.
Those are really the only stories you
right.
ever hear.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
never hear of a woman planting a camera in a men's bathroom.
Exactly.
Okay, let's just point it at that.
Exactly.
That's what this basically is, only it's a stateroom.
Right.
Same thing. It's somebody's cabin.
I don't want to see you undress. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not going to be hot. It's
no.
Not, you're going to be hopping around trying to get that one sock off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be scratching places yeah. that I don't need to see.
And you got to figure this lady that's on the audio here with this cruise ship, you know, you don't even remember what all you did in your
exactly.
room. And that's what's the scary part to me is like, okay, that was a cruise back in February. We're just finding out that there was a video on board. And think about this. There's another 900 people out there that use that same stateroom
yeah.
they're saying at least. And so you would be thinking, what did I do on that cruise ship? When I was in my room, did I walk around naked?
Of course you do. You're in, you know.
You're there with a couple of people, maybe not. If family.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
If you're by yourself in
yeah.
a room, you're always naked.
Or you and another person.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they say that this guy took all the video and sold it on the dark web.
And there's like some countertop stuff going on with your boyfriend.
Exactly. That's my point without saying it. What did I do? Isn't that really pervy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that
on
is,
a cruise ship.
So
but that could happen anywhere.
But, yeah, but why are men so pervy? That was my second question. Like, why are you guys so... Let me ask the... Hey, why are you so pervy?
I don't get the guys that want to leave cameras in bathrooms. Like, OnlyFans is fun, but that one I don't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're probably voyeuristic, aren't you? I'd say you are.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
So, it's not beyond you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But the bathroom specifically is just...
I'm with you. Maybe not the bathroom, but the bedroom.
I'd watch that.
I mean, remember that guy that put on the outfit and then went down into that...
The blue water.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it.
That's a different kind of breed.
Yeah, like, who is that? I mean, is he like a husband to somebody? He got married, he has kids, and now he's sitting down there in a porta potty.
This guy got caught. Think about the people that haven't been caught yet.
I know.
This is not the first time this has happened on a cruise ship, okay?
Or anywhere. We had it in our bathroom.
Literally a business building.
I don't think they ever caught that guy either.
That guy saw me pee.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I don't think he ever succeeded.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No, because remember, he installed it.
Yeah.
And they found it that day, and he had taken a picture of himself.
Okay.
When he installed it, he hit the button, and it took a picture. It is a great picture.
It was a good picture of him.
You couldn't get a better picture looking for a suspect.
But here's what I don't get about him. He wasn't like a hideous sea hag.
No.
He was
decent-looking guy.
Dressed. He had a good haircut.
And he had a BMW.
Yeah.
Remember that?
So
brand new.
Yeah, drove a nice car.
Maybe
brand new car.
Like us stereotyping what a creep looks like isn't actually a creep. Carson.
What? Turn this on me.
You creep.
All right, so now we've established that Schmidl's a creep. Now Carson's been called a creep. Yeah. We all know I'm a creep.
Right? Hey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey!
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how you find out people are talking behind your back, or you have a reputation and it's kind of funny, but it's kind of humiliating?
Uh-oh, you found out? Who told you we were talking? Who told you?
Highlands Ranch Imports.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I had my car fixed from John at Highlands Ranch Imports because I love him. I think he's amazing and he's really, really fair and just tells you how it is. Tells you even sometimes to sell your car because he doesn't want you to have to pay anymore to fix it.
Dumping money into it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, a guy will tell you that.
Yeah, like, yep. Just sell your car. I can't deal with this anymore. It's so expensive. Anyway, but I love them, and I love all his staff. So I walk in yesterday, and there's three people behind the desk, and they stand up, and they start applauding.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's very nice. They love our show that much?
No,
yeah, really?
They love that after the car has been ready to pick up for 2 weeks, I finally came and got it.
Oh. Had nothing to do with our show.
No. Yeah, because last time it was there, you left it for how long? Ooh.
Yeah, so this was pretty good. Yes. I mean, last time I left it there for a month. This time it was only 2 weeks.
2 weeks is
so they were really happy.
I'll even clap for that.
I was like, oh my God, could you guys, and the other people that were waiting for their cars are like, what is going on?
So, can you imagine what they've been saying?
I know.
Any day now.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they were betting on it each day.
100%.
They'd come in like, okay, dollar. Dollar shows up today. Dollar against it, you know?
Well, I told them I was going to come and get it Friday, and I went golfing, so it didn't show up. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah,
I got it back now. So good, yay, Jamie.
Good for you.
I love you guys at Highlands Ranch Imports. I really do, actually. They're funny. John's going to the World Series.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, the first game of the World Series.
That's a hot ticket. He's a big Dodger fan, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah. And his son got him, I guess. Yeah, so he's going to the Dodgers game. They're saying that the seats are outrageous. We kind of talked about yesterday. The cheapest ticket right now is $1,400. Again, that's on tickets. Not Grubhub.
StubHub.
Yeah,
StubHub. Gotcha.
And the most expensive is $37,000 for one ticket.
And it's $1,300 for like the very tippy top.
Very tippy top. Now, and it's the first game.
I'm not a fan of either one, but it would be a great game to go to.
Yeah.
Either stadium. Either Dodger Stadium or even in New York. It would be great. I mean, two iconic teams. It's the best matchup that the Major League Baseball could ask for.
Right.
You got Dodgers and Yankees, man.
Oh, people are freaking out.
Why?
Right? Because this is great for baseball.
Oh, it's great for baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people outside the markets, baseball's terrible. Baseball's doing just absolutely horrible nationwide when it comes to viewership. I mean, it really is. It keeps going downhill. And they kind of run the game a little bit. You know, they put goofy stuff in.
Yeah, some weird rules,
right? Yeah, they go into extra innings. They now put a guy on second base to start off the inning. It's really dumb.
I know.
I don't get it.
Different.
But anyway, but they'll have big ratings in L.A. and New York.
The other big event that happened yesterday is that Schmadil, our very own Schmadil, got to see Big Boy the Train.
It was really cool, man. I actually underestimated how cool it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
He said it shook the whole building.
It shook the whole building, and the whistle is the horn is so loud, you can literally feel it in the roots of your teeth.
It was loud on that video.
Yeah, it was.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. It's so loud, like the horn.
Really?
Yeah.
I know what you're kind of talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just, oh, my God. It's in my soul.
It is.
All right. What else? One other quick thing is Ball Arena. The thing got approved. They're going to develop Ball Arena all around it.
All around. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
What happens for the Elitch Gardens?
It's going away, I think.
They're moving it.
To where?
It's supposed to be by the airport now.
I thought it was going
to
be like by Gaylord, I think.
Yeah,
Gaylord
out that way.
Oh, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. How do you do that?
I don't know. I've never seen anything official on it, though, where they've actually said they're going to move it. Because I know they fought to stay there for a while, but I don't know if they won or lost.
Yeah, they're going to have to move it now.
I don't know. I hope they take the hat store.
Yeah. I didn't know if this development actually goes into that area. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all around. Yeah. I mean, we're talking buildings are going to be just kind of dwarfing Ball Arena.
I think it's going to be great for downtown.
I do, too.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I hope it redevelops downtown because right now it's a hellhole. Ugh. I hope it doesn't become overrun.
And it'll be cool because, like, when you go to an Avs or Nuggets game or Mammoth, there's only really two spots you can go, restaurants around there. So it'd be nice to have more restaurants to go to.
I agree with that. Game. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You go all the time. But, yeah, because you're always like, go to Brooklyn's and then wait in line.
Or then you've got the Mountain House that's in Ball Arena, but reservations are it just gets packed.
All right, so that's exciting news. I wanted to throw it out there. You remember you told the story about the guy that opened up, what did he buy on the airplane? He had tuna, right? Tuna?
Tuna.
So my girlfriend texted me. Her dad used to be a pilot for a major airline, and she said that he used to take cans of sardines with him.
Oh, no! No, why?
That's as bad, if not worse.
What?
He said that his
doctor... But at least he's a pilot.
Yeah, but
at
still.
At least you're in that area. Oh,
that cabin is just so...
But that poor co-pilot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or anybody in the jump seat. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, everyone's like, don't let me fly with that guy.
Exactly.
Nope.
I guess his doctor a long time ago told him to eat them because they're good for cholesterol.
Yeah. So is tuna, but I don't know, man, about an airplane. You would think that you could fly anywhere in the country. I mean, 2 and 3, 4 hours at the most, and you wouldn't have to open up a can of tuna.
Seriously.
I mean, either open it at the airport before you get on the flight or open it when you land. One of the two. You don't have to have your tuna on a flight.
I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
I always want to do that tuna fish joke, but it's so old, you know?
Yeah, it is old.
It really, I mean,
it's around
like,
since tuna.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think second grade I learned that one. Yeah, it was a goodie. Anyway, Liam Payne, they said he had multiple drugs, including, I've never heard of this word, pink cocaine. I don't know what this is. One Direction singer Liam Payne had multiple drugs in his system when he died in a fall from his hotel room in Buenos Aires. They call it pink cocaine. It's a mixture of drugs that include meth, ketamine, MDMA.
That's ecstasy.
Oh, okay. They also found cocaine, benzodiazepine.
So it's pink. So it looks cute.
Yeah.
It looks very like fun.
Like cotton candy.
Turned out to not be so fun.
Yeah, because included in that was also crack.
Yeah.
As an add-on. I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things in his system.
And they all do radically different things.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My God. Why would you, like, I mean, it seems like if you take one pill, you'd just be like, fine, maybe.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want just kind of one feeling and you ride that one out.
And well, we see the results here, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, not to,
It's not like that he did this and then all of a sudden he's fine today.
Well, what I don't get is that they said that he was fine for his, not his passport, but his... he was trying to get
visa.
Yeah, his visa, and he was clean
because
they had to do some tests for that, and he passed the cognitive test in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, because I guess when he applied for it before, they knew that he had
drugs
problems.
Yeah,
so they were like, no, they denied it at first, and then he had to be clean to apply for it again, and he was clean, and then
so that's what's so weird is like I wonder if he just was like I can stay sober. I can stay sober. And then when he got, well, he didn't get approved till 2 days after.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. After he passed away. I don't know. But then, but he'd already taken the test. So then maybe he went on some.
I'm
kind of,
confused. Okay. He had to get a visa to go there or the
United
to leave
States.
There?
Yeah. He wanted to go to California because that's where his girlfriend is.
Yeah.
So he wanted to
leave
there.
He wanted, yeah, he went
Argentina.
Yes.
And in order to get that, he had to be clean.
He had to have a visa, which, and they wouldn't let him back in the United States because he wasn't clean. And he had to get a visa because he wanted to go. It was actually Florida, I think. But,
okay, Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But because of his prior drug problems, he couldn't get a visa.
Right. That's why they had to stay longer. Mm-hmm. Why are you staring at me?
Because I've never heard that you had to take a drug test to get a visa.
Well, I don't
or
think.
Or a passport
think
or anything like that. I've never heard of that.
I think it's because of the past.
Yeah, it was his case. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've just never heard of that.
Crazy. Anyway, so that was really bad. All right, moving on. I'm not gonna read that. Snoop Dogg. Who do we want to play Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg's coming out with like a biopic about his whole life, and he wants to find somebody to play him.
He should play it.
Well, he needs the younger one too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Because when they get to current, he should play it.
Yeah, I agree.
Or even the last 20 years. Snoop Dogg doesn't age.
He hasn't aged.
He really doesn't.
Looks, to me, he looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah. So I was thinking the guy that does this.
Oh, Alfonso?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody
Carlton.
Knew. After he said the name, y'all knew I was doing the Carlton.
Yeah, but he's old now.
I know, but he looks really young. It does. I don't know who would play
it. You got to get somebody super skinny.
Yeah, that's true. And tall.
Tall and skinny.
Hmm.
I have no idea.
Morgan Wallen's Sand in My Boots Festival will be headlined by Wallen, Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, and Hardy. Also, T-Pain, Wiz Khalifa, 2 Chainz, and a couple others. So this is going to be huge.
It looks so good.
I was thinking of you, Carson, because this has your name written all over it. It's May 16th through the 18th, and it's in the Gulf Shores.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be so expensive.
Well, they do say passes start at $399. That start.
And they're doing like financial, like you can do pay as you go plans.
Oh, you can?
So I'm so tempted.
I was thinking you were going to tell us that you're going. I really did.
I'm going to look at it.
Cuz this reminds me of that last time when you and I both wanted to go to F1 and then I went and you didn't.
Maybe such I'll FOMO.
Maybe
no,
I'll
don't buy it. You do it. Don't you do it.
Where's it at in Gulf Shores?
The
Gulf Shores, Florida?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's on the beaches of the Gulf Shores.
Alabama, wow.
Sandinmybootsfest.com. Again, it's sandinmybootsfest.com. The tickets go on sale on the 25th. So if you want to go to that, that's going to be a heck of a lineup.
Oh, it's so good.
Do you camp at the beach? Do you know any of the details?
I don't know if you camp out there. I'm sure they do have a camping option.
It's going to be a big deal. Too bad you can't go because now you have a baby.
Yeah, a lot of my money's gone away.
Oh, God love you. Jimmy Fallon came out with a new Christmas album. It's going to be November 1st. Who knows? He's got some big names on it, though. Here's the audio.
Jonas Brothers, Happy Holiday Season 8. Will Ferrell on a song. I can't even believe this is real. Meghan Trainor, you are my gift this year. Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion, this is my jam right here. The gift that keeps on giving, The Roots. Dolly Parton, it's almost too early for Christmas, but it's never too early to get to hang with the one and only Dolly Parton. Chelsea Handler, thank you, just what I wanted this year. Cara Delevingne, you got it all. There are no happy New Year's Eve songs. Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic and The Roots. This one's awesome.
So, you know, if he gets one to take off, he's going to be like a Mariah. I mean, not as, but, you know, he needs like the Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
If he gets one like that to take off.
I can't believe we're talking Christmas already.
Dude, hey, I have a plan.
Crazy.
So my son is coming back for Thanksgiving, obviously, and Christmas. But he's coming back for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have my house all done with Christmas by the time he comes up.
You totally should.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So when he comes out, he'll be like, what? And I'm like, we're going to celebrate Christmas.
At the same time.
Well, I just
he'll be coming back for Christmas,
of course,
too, right?
Of course, yeah, but okay. I just want it ready.
Yeah. You want to feel like the holiday. Like, that was my favorite memory when I was either in junior hockey or I'd come home for the holidays for college. and the house was just decorated. I was like, ah, this feels like home right
See,
now.
That's what I was hoping he'd feel like, because I'm going to have all the trees up and everything. He'll be like, oh, maybe he'll want
to
stay.
And the best part, he doesn't have to do any of the work. Help out.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on this Tuesday. Going to be 72 and sunny today.
BJ and Jamie.
So when you go get your Botox, Jamie, which you're doing tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long does it last?
Like a 7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that's much longer than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a 6 week sleep.
Nope.
Then you have to go back again.
No. It's like 7 months.
Where are you getting the shots at?
Well, see, so it's all worn off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't wrinkled till you did that. Then it made it wrinkled.
My girlfriends were telling me they both have panic attacks that they can't move when they can't move their forehead. I love it. I feel like it's like a spa for my head. When I get my head frozen, they can't stand it because it makes them panic. But for me, it's like,
Yeah.
You know?
See, Bray feels the same way that you do.
I've only
she
got
loves it when you,
yeah,
when
you can't move it. Yeah.
I've only got it once. I went with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the needle experience. That was number one. I couldn't really tell it, though. I mean, I could, but I couldn't. I mean, I could tell it in visual, but I mean, as far as me feeling if my forehead moved or not.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel that.
But see, the reason why I want you to get it is because you squint like this and you made that huge Grand Canyon between your two eyes.
Yeah, right there. That what do they call that? The hatchet?
They call it the
like place, the hatchet?
They call it a spackle area.
No, they call it hatchet. I mean, it actually has a name.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the hatchet.
So that looked
like
good.
You've been hit right between the eyes.
Yeah. And it makes you stop doing that.
Right. I just fear the needles.
Well,
man.
Yeah, but she puts numbing cream all over you before you even get it done. You can't feel it go in.
Now, we're going to see a difference tomorrow, or does
no,
it take
you'll
a
just,
while?
You'll just see bruising. Oh. I was thinking about getting my lip flipped.
At the same time?
Yeah. So they're doing a new thing where you flip your lip. Just the top one?
No, I might do that. I could use a little top lip flip so that it matches the bottom lip.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, if you got room, I'll go with you.
All right.
We're going to get a lip flip.
I've never
Anybody
had
want a lip flip.
I've only had them like filler put in them, but it was temporary. But yeah. I've never had the lip flip. And the only thing the girls were telling me about getting a lip flip is you can't feel your top lip.
Now, is the...
So that would be weird.
That
and
would
like
be
wouldn't stuff
weird.
Like pour out of my mouth?
Yes,
like you're drooling like
yeah.
that.
Well, that's what happens when you go to the dentist and you get that numbing, you
yeah.
know. Then you,
yeah, Novocaine.
Yeah, you try to eat something after it's all.
And
in
then
your
will
shirt.
It like screw up my talking?
I don't know. You know? I don't know. Probably.
Larry, let me do it. Okay, so how are you guys?
You actually sound better.
I know, right? Yeah. I think I'll go ahead and get it.
Is the lip flip, is that something permanent or it also wears off?
It wears off.
Man, you ladies, I swear. All the procedures.
I'm telling you.
You got to go through a lot.
Yeah, we
lip
do.
Flips.
Lip flips and apple fries.
BJ and Jamie.
What? We have what? Puppies?
We have puppies in our lobby.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I have nothing. I have
Are they
no...
for giveaway? Caller 9
no.
right now. Get yourself some puppies.
I don't know. Did somebody that works here have puppies?
I don't know. Is like an adoption event? I don't know.
Can we do that? Can we bring in, like, if my dogs have puppies, I can bring them in and just give them away?
Somebody. Well, I don't know if she's giving them away. She might be just. I don't know why there's puppies.
We have puppies.
Yeah.
I love puppies.
Oh, it's a puppy adoption. I just got the details.
Maybe
I need a puppy.
I think they're all mastiffs, too.
Oh, those get big.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I don't want that
those
kind
are
of
real
poop.
Big dogs.
That's big poop.
Zane's half mastiff.
Oh, big poop energy.
Yep.
Let me ask you, when did we become an adoption agency at our lobby? I mean, we don't get a lot of traffic. Ask Nora down there with her cafe. We don't get a lot of traffic through here. And it just doesn't, I don't see this as an adoption center.
Yeah, I don't.
For mastiffs, too.
How about, I mean, I'm not even worried about that. How about just some information?
That's confusing. We've never had an adoption in our lobby.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
I only knew about it because the IT guy was telling me about it in the hallway just now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at the puppies.
Wow. It would be like this close for me getting one if they didn't have such big poop.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of poop.
Yeah, it's big.
Oh, I love real poop. Big. We got to go.
Okay.
Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.